How do you mean that?
Well, I mean that there are the colors and the beauties, the designs, the beautiful way things appear. People themselves, dull people that I thought dull, appear fascinating, interesting, mysterious, wonderful. But that's only the beginning.
Welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. Let's get this show started.
Hey, that's enough.
There is a championship game to determine the winner of college football for the year.
Like the
kind of like the Super
game.
Bowl. Yeah. Yeah. Damn.
It's on a Monday night.
Yeah, man.
That's interesting. I figured it'd be like a Saturday.
No, Sunday Monday type. Night, man. It's Bama versus Clemson.
Bama's always winning that shit.
Was that what it was last year?
Was it last year? I think it was last year.
Yeah.
Bama, it was Bama versus somebody. I think Clemson, it was. Yeah, they've been meeting each other, like, consistently for the past few years. I don't know, not in a championship, but just
in general.
Yeah, in general, like, towards the end. So it's going to be a good game. Like, all I care about is catching the second half.
Yeah.
You know, at least. So, nice. But that won't be for another couple hours at least.
Cool.
Yeah.
I canceled my cable today, so I actually am going to end up going to a bar for it.
Oh, really?
I canceled my cable, like, late last night. Because I was looking at, you know, you're looking at budgets and financing something like that. And I looked at how much I was paying for cable, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't need this right now.
Yeah.
Just don't need it. We don't need it right now.
Yeah, they bundle you up, but then it's...
Yeah.
You know.
And so I canceled and just went down to the internet. I was like, I don't need that.
I spent
like $80 on internet.
Dude, especially, I mean, if you've got...
speed.
If you've got Amazon Prime already.
Dude, you know, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pay for, like you do, when Game of Thrones comes around.
Yeah.
Pay for HBO now.
Yeah. I'm only spending on Netflix, and I don't even count Amazon Prime because we just have that. So.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really Hulu and Netflix, and then you do
I don't do Hulu. I might, but yeah. I don't know.
There's not too much we watch on there. Netflix is where it's at. Amazon Prime actually has some really good original content.
That Marvelous Miss Maisel.
I've heard that's pretty good.
Yeah, Miranda watched it first, and she got me to start watching it. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dude, TV is so good now.
Yeah.
Like, I almost have a hard time watching movies now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, maybe there's a TV show on. Because I know I'm going to get more for my money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the sense that, like, I'm going to start something, and I'm going to enjoy it for a while.
Yeah.
And I can.
Yeah.
Especially, like, shows I haven't seen. Like, I still have... four or five
so
seasons of, like,
still.
The Wire I can get into if I
want.
And I know that it's going to be good quality. Where some of the stuff that you roll in the dice, like that new movie on Netflix, it just won, like, an award, too, for best foreign language film. It's by Alfonso Caruso. I'm butchering his name, but he did, like, Gravity. Mm. He did, like, Children of Men. Like, great director. But I started watching this movie 45 minutes in, and I was so bored. I was just like, I know this is a good movie, and I know it's probably going to be really good, like, the second half of it. But it was one of those things you're just like, I just don't really feel like dealing with art right now. Like, art for art's sake, like, no talking and long shots and all this stuff. I'm like, I'd rather watch fucking Big Mouth right now, you know, or South Park at this point. Like, I don't want this. This is too emotionally investing.
Speaking of movies, I heard that your John C. Reilly, Will Ferrell, Sherlock movie bombed hard.
Oh, yeah.
I heard people walked out of the theater.
You're an asshole if you walk out of a theater. you can't give an hour and a half?
I walked out of Rush Hour 2 when I was a teenager.
Why?
Really?
It was Rush Hour 2.
Yeah. The question of why,
why?
is still stands.
I don't know. We were just asshole teenagers, I guess. We walked in and it wasn't very good, and we decided we had better things to do, so we left.
What did you do instead?
Oh, man.
Went off and been
did you
asshole
get your money
teenagers.
Back, I guess?
Yeah, we got our money back. It was like in the first like 15, 20 minutes. So.
Yeah, I put that right up there with like people who don't like food asking for their money back.
I could see that now, but
you know?
Asshole teenager. In fact, I probably went somewhere and didn't tip.
Right. Yeah, you know, like, exactly. We were all
$2. You know?
We were all like that. That's why I never really blamed teenagers too much for when they were in that. You're just like, all right, I'm just taking this table as a loss. But because you're going in there, the theater has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with how good the movie is.
Yeah.
Now, maybe restaurants are a little bit different, but you like. just because you're like, I don't like it. It's like, that's the gamble you take.
Ooh, what if I came out in the first 10 minutes and I was like, I just want to go to a different movie instead?
Okay, yeah. Totally cool. Okay. That's totally understandable. Yeah, because you're still there. So what you're basically doing is you're just kind of paying for admittance to the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think that's how it maybe should work, is like you just kind of pay them in. It's kind of like the zoo.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to stay at the lion cage.
Right.
You can go to other ones.
Honestly, I don't think it would be that bad of a promotion.
It's like a museum. Like,
I've tried to, like, movie hop before. You get bored of it real quick. Like you get tired of being at the theater. So, like,
I think I've done it 3 times one day.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like,
yeah, I don't think I could
do it. Like, I go to it during, I do that. When I was, like, single and, you know, didn't have anybody at home. But during, like, the Super Bowl, if I didn't like who was there, I would just go to the movies and stay there all day.
Nice.
Like, that was it. Because everybody was, like, into the Super Bowl. If it wasn't my team playing, I didn't really care too much. I just went there and, yes, theater opt.
Huh.
They should make, like, an all-day pass. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. They like, tried to come out with some movie pass. And
they have one. I think it's called Movie Pass.
But, like, the prices kept going up, and, like, the amount of movies you can see kept going down. And
I think it's still there. I think he's still
I think Movie Pass is still there.
Yeah.
Remember Sydney that worked with us?
She had it.
She had it. She's the one who told me about
it. Yeah. Huh. So she would go. But it's like people with, like, a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get in your car to drive to go see a movie, that's, like, 3.5 hours
yeah.
of your time.
Yeah.
So, especially with, again, there's so much content. If you wanted to sit down and enjoy something that you can enjoy at home, like, to me, it's almost hard. Even though I'm a huge movie fan, it's tough to get me in the theater now.
Yeah, it's even, like, once me and Miranda bought our new TV, it's just like,
yeah,
you know, it's got good sound. It's a big picture.
Dude, it's like, great, I've, man. It's set up. It's nice.
Yeah,
you know, like, you can pause it if you want.
Yeah, why go pay some? Like,
yeah, but do we got really comfy seats? I don't give a shit. Your seat is not as comfy as my couch.
I'm on a fucking couch.
Yeah,
you know, like,
my pajamas not having to get into my car, pay for gas to get there.
Yeah, all my food's there.
Oh yeah,
you know, step out, smoke a bowl real quick.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, they really got to cater to that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if they made it almost like that, if they had, like, an independent movie theater that was like that.
Yeah.
That you had a little deck for people to smoke pot.
Yeah, and even
maybe.
And even
go
then,
out, step out.
Even then, at this point, like, I don't want to leave my house. Like,
that's a little more of a social aspect
of
it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're getting into, like, socializing. Maybe you're talking about things with people. I wouldn't mind that. Yeah. It might be kind of cool every once in a while. But to just go see, like, yeah, like the Will Ferrell movie. Like, I'm not going to that.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay for that.
No,
I'll watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we were talking about that movie, was it Step Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like that the first time I saw it.
Really?
Really?
I was like, this hilarious. Is dumb.
So good.
And then somebody's like, no, you have to go rewatch that.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Oh, it's so good.
And they're like, go rewatch it. And we watched it, I'm like, this is brilliant.
Yeah, it's classic.
So I don't know, maybe people are having that reaction like I had.
Yeah, maybe. Hold on 1 second.
Garbage. Nicotine habit.
It's probably gotten worse.
Really?
Yeah,
man, those things are fucking brutal.
I tried to stop this, and I was like, Devon, here, take this. Take this away from me. I don't need it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you smoke cigarettes on top of that?
No.
Oh.
So, like, I basically just came down to the point where I was like, all right, I want to get rid of this, and then I was like, okay. I started smoking cigarettes again, because I was just like, fuck.
Dude, it's a brutal habit.
It is a brutal habit.
And they're making it worse with that. Now, granted, that is not as bad as cigarettes, but just like...
Is it you're juuling and cigaretting?
No.
Okay. I was like, ooh, that's
like,
bad.
Like, if I'm at work and, like, say, like, my manager or someone offers me a cigarette compared to this...
There is a social aspect to it. I get it. Yeah. That's why, again, I'm telling somebody to come out with a product that is, like, CBD flower cigarette that's just like a cigarette.
You're talking like the O'Doul's of cigarette, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that you still have that social aspect. Or they can wean it down and maybe do like 70-30 tobacco to cannabis or a CBD flower, and you start to taper off into, and then you just can smoke something that's very low THC to where you maybe get a little buzz. Like, I'm talking 0.5% THC or something small.
Yeah.
In each cigarette. And so, therefore, you're getting a little bit of, you're getting the benefits of a lot of the flower.
Yeah.
The CBD, the THC, the whole thing. You're still having the cigarette mechanism of, like, the act of smoking. I think somebody comes up, would you buy that as an alternative for cigarettes? For
Just the same amount as a cigarette pack?
I would have when I was smoking.
Yeah, because everybody wants to quit.
Yeah, because yeah. I love the act of smoking. That's why I still smoke cannabis.
There is something to it, absolutely, of having just a cigarette. See, it burns.
Like you describing it, it sounds great right now. Yeah, I might even go buy it for, you know, just because.
I know.
Like, why the fuck not?
And there are some that are doing it. One's called, I think, Toast.
Yeah.
So they're definitely on the right track. But it's a little too expensive. It's like too expensive. It's like you're talking like $15
because I don't mind
cigarettes.
I go to the dispensary and I buy, you know, the 12% weed that's, you know, $90 an ounce.
Yeah,
and it still tastes good and smells good. And I don't care, dude. I like to smoke a lot.
So yeah, yeah.
Like I don't need this one hit or quitter shit.
No, absolutely not. I know people are trying to get you to go 90 miles an hour. You're like, dude, I feel like coasting.
Like exactly what I'm doing now. Like I got a bowl loaded. I just like take a puff.
Yeah,
and go back to my video.
That's what I'm
game.
Saying. So if you had them in a cigarette
yeah,
form,
absolutely
20 to a pack, and it costs $10.
Yeah. Yeah, because even having a joint around, right, you know, light it, take a couple puffs, let it go out again.
Yeah.
You know, it's fantastic.
Dude, I'm telling you, somebody needs to do that.
Absolutely. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Strange People, Weird World. My name is Greg Tanner. With me, as always, is Josh Hart and Stephen McMorrow. Mm-hmm. Apologies for last week. We got snowed out of our studio, so we just kind of, didn't do a show. But we're here, and we're doing one now.
Yeah, the roads were bad.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't.
They were not good.
If you guys didn't know, Josh lives an hour south of me. Steve lives like an hour east of me.
Yeah. So not like 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes. Not too bad.
We all live in different cities, towns from each other or something. So.
But it's definitely, it was bad. Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't want to risk our lives for your entertainment. Sorry.
Yeah, Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of entertainment, Josh dropped out of the D&D campaign, so I got to kill his character last night.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Why?
I just need more time, bro.
He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy with things to do.
Okay.
Got so much shit going on, bro. Like, I just started.
You don't have time for D&D.
Can't. No time for games.
No time for games.
No time for
games.
No tea for D&D.
Yeah. Like, I sold my Xbox like a while ago.
Boom. See, no time for games.
Wow. Yeah. D&D. Like, I barely watch movies or anything like that ever.
Okay.
So.
What are you doing? It's just music?
Well, if you've listened to the beginning of the album King Lust, you would know he ain't fucking around.
I ain't got no time to be wasted.
Time to fuck around.
I like it, man. Yeah. We all got 24 hours in a day. No one's got any more.
Absolutely.
So, I just feel like 2019 is the foundation year. You know, it's like building up and getting ready for 2020.
I like it.
So my first question is, do you want to know how your character died?
Yes.
Nobody cares.
So a magic orc opened up a perfectly square shaft down into the ground that happened to have doors going along the sides, and Titus fell for a long time until he went
hell yeah
flat. And
also, you imagine this because it doesn't actually exist anywhere. So you just
it exists in my brain in this
brain.
House.
All right,
I work hard on this world.
Okay. There you go, man.
Speaking of D&D, though, real quick, you guys hear me talk about it every once in a while. If you're ever interested in kind of hearing the mechanics of it or how it works, there is a podcast called The All D20 Podcast. It's by Dungeon Master Joe Musso.
The All D20?
All D20. So,
it sounds like some teenagers like Candle. Like, the All D20 up here.
D20 refers to the dice we roll.
Oh, I thought it was like the length of the dick or something.
Yeah, no.
No, this is All D20.
It might be. Yeah. It might be. He's a pretty good Dungeon Master. Who knows what Joe's packing. Yeah. But, no, for real, check it out. It's the All D20 Podcast. You can find it on iTunes or anything just like us. Cool guy. Joe runs it. He does a good job being the Dungeon Master, so check out his show. Other than that, let's get into our show today.
First I want to hear a little bit more about Josh's I want to hear more about you going into 2019 here. This is kind of
So recently my page that I had for my original Instagram, which was like my original Josh Hartco page, was like buggy, so like I was gonna delete it.
Okay.
I never deleted it, and eventually, like, I just noticed a week ago that they fixed it somehow.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, well, now I have two pages that have like 600 plus followers, so I was like, okay, that's pretty good market. So I started to do photography a lot more. And so I'm just going to use that as my photography page / videography.
Okay,
so
nice.
I'm going into that venture, trying to help out my fellow artist friends and stuff like that, really help boost their other, you know, exportations and stuff like that. So I just really want to, like, cut all the bullshit. Not that D&D's bullshit. But just cut all the...
No, I get it.
Stuff that, like, I can really just focus on, like, you know, I want to get into a hard regime of, like, okay, I have days planned where I do this, that.
Yeah.
that way we're just churning and burning all the time. So
good, man. Good for you.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it. Like, I really, you know, I spend time with a lot of people that are productive.
Yeah. So this is your 2019 plan.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So just it's setting up for 2020. I'm trying to, I feel like 2020 is a year that we start to see some really big progress with music and all that kind of stuff. So
we as in your band? Or
we as in me and the people just, around me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like who you're collaborating with and all that stuff. Okay, cool. I like that.
I'm just like, hey, this is the foundation.
It's got to work, man. It's the only way it's going to happen is hard work.
Exactly.
That's hard. Hard working folks. You got to give it to, you know, you see these people. I mean, you can clown on some of the up-and-comer, like people I don't know when it comes to music and SoundCloud and all that stuff and whatever. People can clown them just based on their look or their sound. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, a lot of them are just, like, all they focus on is music. Like, yeah. You could say, oh, they focus on music and drugs. Doesn't matter. They still focus on making music and putting it out into the ethos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what it takes. Execution is everything. Because people talk, so many people just talk a good game.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to, like, okay, how much have you executed of that?
Yeah.
Then you get excuses from those same people who talked so much game. So, yeah, is you want to do anything, accomplish anything, get there in a positive way, it's execution. It's execute, fail, execute, fail, and you keep doing that. So people are too much afraid of the fail that they don't execute, unfortunately. So,
no, that's good, great. Man. I mean, like, if I reflect on 2018, you know, since my breakup, I've probably put in over, at least over 200 hours in the studio.
Yeah.
For that whole year of 2018. So, 2018. And, like, I have probably, like, 30 tracks that are, like, at least started that are not released.
Yeah.
So, just from a year, you know, just, like, bam.
Really? See, that's, like, I would hear, and that's good. You had 200 hours last year. This year you put in, what, 500?
Yeah. Just keep going.
Like, done.
Yeah.
Every year you get better. Every year you get better, and that's what it is. Never ending. But, yeah, I would hear about, like, Michael Jackson or Prince. They have, like, thousands of unreleased tracks.
Yeah.
Like, I would hear that. I don't know. I'm like, is that true?
Yeah,
I mean, even
but like, if so, like, why haven't we heard him?
Well, look at Tupac, like, you know, five albums released after he died.
Really?
Yes,
yeah.
Posthumous, he had five albums?
Something close to that.
At least, like, I would say probably at least three.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
So, maybe three.
Okay, so they just get in there and just start.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, here's the thing, man. Like,
supposedly now after Tom Petty's died, they're going to go release a bunch of his unreleased tracks.
Yeah, I figured they got a bunch, but, I mean, they would say, like, thousands. Like, somebody said Prince had. And I guess Prince would make sense because he seems like a guy who
was kind of musical genius.
Type. Well, he was a musical genius, but and Michael Jackson again. Anybody who's really successful, they're just workaholics. Like
and, all and Michael was Jackson work. Was bred that way from the time he was a little kid. He was just bred to be a musical workhorse.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, you get beat.
Yeah, yeah. To spend the night in the closet.
Oh yeah, getting beat. Switch is dead. Get out. Get the switch. Which always makes you wonder, like, how many people, if they had a parent like that, so, you know, say what you want, we're good, you know, bad or good, had a parent like that, that they would realize the full potential that they had, or at least grow into it.
Yeah.
I mean, if Michael Jackson's dad wasn't like that, what would he have been?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? Yeah.
Would he have gotten that big? Probably not.
Probably not.
He wouldn't have been in J5 in that way. Like,
no.
So there is something to be said for that, but I mean, I guess you got to have that balance of like, okay, you push them, but you don't beat the shit out of them, kind of thing. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so good, man. Good to hear.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's good to have that plan for the year.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, 2019 is a new year, babe. So we're getting this shit done, getting that bread.
Execution. There you go. Yeah. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Nice. We're coming into it. Podcast is gaining steam as well.
I like it. Is it still ticking up a little?
Yeah. Nice. All of our last episodes are all doing really well in the Denver, Broomfield, Aurora area. There's a town called Brady we're doing really good in. I have no idea what state you're in. I can't find it on our analytics map. So if any of you listeners are in Brady, email us at spweirdworld@gmail.com and let me know where the hell you are.
Cool.
Just say hi.
Yes, we can say hi.
Whatever, yeah. But yeah, anybody who's been listening and, you know, doing what we said and telling a friend about it, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. You know, it's starting to pay off, starting to notice. Make sure you get onto iTunes or whatever you're listening on and rate us 5 stars, do a little comment. And your challenge for this week is not just tell somebody about the show, but you know what? When you're driving around, just make them listen. Just put the damn show on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just start forcing it upon people.
Yeah.
You know, like your name's Donald Trump. You know,
exactly. Yeah.
Oh, but anyways, so today we are talking about the Great Maple Syrup Heist.
What? The Great Maple Syrup Heist.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was going to do another Unsolved Mystery episodes like we did before, and I just came across this little gem, which I actually think it might tie into our original Unsolved Mystery episode, if you remember the Severed Foot Beach along the coast of Canada.
Yeah.
We'll just keep that in mind for now.
Oh, okay.
Because I think this all might tie in.
All right.
Yeah. What do you say, Josh? Say maple what?
What?
Syrup or syrup? He says syrup.
I say syrup.
Maple syrup, yeah.
You say syrup?
Yeah.
I say syrup.
Syrup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Devon says movie theater.
That's theater.
Retarded.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So syrup.
All right. But, yeah, did you know Canada, they actually have a maple syrup reserve? You know, like some countries have a gold reserve or a petroleum reserve.
They have a maple syrup reserve.
There's a maple reserve. The Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers was formed in 1958.
God, I love Canada. How can you not love a country that does that?
Yeah, it's a government-sanctioned private organization that regulates the production and marketing of maple syrup in Quebec. Quebec produces 80% of the world's maple syrup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, they produce 90% of Canada's maple syrup.
Damn. Oh, wow. Jeez.
So, basically, this federation is kind of like a legal cartel. Whether you want to be in it or not, if you are a maple syrup grower in
what?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a maple syrup producer in the Quebec area, they regulate how much maple syrup you can produce every year.
Oh, God. So, there's a skit or a movie in there somewhere of like a...
Oh, it's coming.
Maple syrup cartel.
It's promised.
Let's get Will Ferrell and Sean C. Reilly on that one.
Yeah.
Actually, during my studies for this, I heard there's possibly a Jason Segel movie coming.
That's glorious.
Yeah. So
glorious, yeah.
So to put it on simple terms, say every year if you're allowed to produce and sell 5 gallons of maple syrup. If you produce 7 gallons of maple syrup, then 2 gallons go into the Federal Reserve. This is because if one year everybody's only able to produce 3 gallons because of bad weather, then we pull 2 gallons out of the Federal Reserve.
Interesting.
Makes sense so far?
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, again, whether or not you want to be a part of this,
yeah,
you have to abide by it.
Got it.
Kind of shitty.
Otherwise, they're kicking over barrels in your warehouse.
Yeah, you know...
Yeah,
they're breaking your legs, telling you it's boat time. You get in line.
Oh my god!
Oh,
it's brilliant.
Sorry, I told myself I'm not going to make fun of Canada the whole time I'm writing this.
I love it. That's great. I love they have reserves of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, everything goes down the shitter. Hey, are you really hungry? Okay, you want some gold? You want
a 50-gallon
syrup?
A 50-gallon drum syrup of maple syrup is worth more than a 50-gallon drum of petroleum.
That's what I'm saying, dude. They're smart.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
One barrel is worth about $1,200, almost $3 per pound.
Yeah.
That's about 10 to 18 times crude oil.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That is
it's crazy.
Way more expensive.
It's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you have this kind of government-sanctioned cartel running the maple syrup game in Canada.
Yeah, that's it, man.
And needless to say, you've got some pissed off farmers. You've got people who this is their whole life. You've got people who were planning to make a retirement, and now they're kind of almost living paycheck to paycheck, if you will, in the farming sense. Because from my understanding, when the reserve takes your excess maple syrup, they're not giving you money for it.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're paying for you when it actually gets used.
Oh, that's shitty.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were, like, paying them for
it. Nope. They're just taking it.
That's really shitty.
And then your barrel's marked.
Yeah.
And I think when they use it, you actually get paid for that syrup.
Well, at least they still get paid, I guess.
If they use it.
If they use it, yeah.
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 At least there's a bright side to that.
Oh, that's shitty.
Yeah, so people are real pissed. And in the year 2011, farmers saw a huge excess in maple syrup production. So much so that the Federation actually had to expand. And right now, all the syrup was held in two warehouses. They had to expand to a third warehouse in the town of St. Louis de Blanford.
How big are these warehouses?
The one they opened holds 4,500 tones of syrup.
I don't know what the hell a tone is.
One tone of syrup is...
Are you saying ton?
No.
Oh. I thought maybe you just couldn't read ton because you didn't learn good.
No.
Learn so good.
Yeah.
Fuck
tone.
I thought I wrote the translation on the first time I used tones in here, but I didn't. Oh, here it is. One tone is approximately 2,204.6 pounds.
Jesus.
Okay.
These warehouses are huge.
So wait, it's basically a ton.
Oh, yeah, a little over a ton.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
But it's a tone, Josh.
All right. Sounds good.
He was trying to say tones.
Yeah, I think he is.
It's fucking tones. Yeah, they're Canadian.
How do you spell that?
T-O-N-N-E-S.
Okay.
Yeah. One tone is equivalent to approximately 2,204.6 pounds. You can look this shit up. So, yeah.
Maybe that's how they spell it in their language.
Yeah, tons.
I don't think so. There's a whole different definition online for tones than tons.
Yeah,
you know. You know what? I don't like you guys anymore. I'm glad I only see you fucking two twice a month now.
Yeah.
Assholes. So, a group of men, when they kind of opened this new warehouse, there's a man named Avik Caron. Who kind of owned the warehouse, and the Canadian government didn't look too well into this guy who is being charged with fraud at the moment and had pled guilty to fraud on different accounts twice already. Yeah.
And he was the one opening this third warehouse.
He's the one who owns the warehouse that the government is renting from him.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Right. So and he knows exactly what's going on with the warehouse.
Yeah.
This warehouse has no cameras. God damn. This warehouse... Yeah. Is secured by a fence and a padlocked door.
Wow. Okay. Dicey. Okay.
Yeah.
Very sketch.
So Avik Caron,
they could pick anywhere else.
Yeah.
Right. Government could build their own.
They could build their own. Yeah. Yeah.
But instead, the Canadian government rents the warehouse. Doesn't even buy it, but yeah, rents from a shady warehouse.
From a guy accused of fraud.
From a guy accused of fraud.
And previously prosecuted.
Prosecuted.
Yeah,
fraud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Canada.
He pled guilty to fraud once before, but it was so minor they kind of just let it go.
Yeah.
And now he's being prosecuted for fraud again.
It is hard to...
Posing as an insurance salesman or something.
It is hard to pick on any other government right now. Ours shut down.
Yeah, we don't have one right now.
Ours is basically stomping their feet.
Yeah,
and saying yeah.
And our biggest problem is when do we get our tax returns?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh my god.
Your tax returns.
Retones.
Yes, yeah, so it is tough to kind of rip on our government. Ours.
Yeah.
Just the gutter. But anyway,
so Avik starts reaching out, seeing who he knows, who knows other people. And finally, he knows somebody who knows a man named Richard Valliers, who's a known, quote, barrel roller or black market maple syrup seller.
This is a total movie. I'm going to write the script on this.
So barrel roller is the code name for like a, you know, like equivalent of a rum runner or something, like if it was Prohibition.
Oh, my God. But
he's a fucking barrel.
That's great. But again, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
If somebody's doing this oil, you'd be like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But
this is way more expensive.
It's and again, you...
Canada.
The final number, the final dollar amount stolen was... If you didn't guess we were going to a heist yet, then I'm sorry I spoiled that for you.
Yeah, no. It's you said it in the title.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, don't tell me the number. Don't tell us the number yet.
Okay.
We want to guess later on.
Okay, because it's ridiculous.
Okay. And we're talking about U.S. dollars. We're not talking about those loonies and toonies.
Richard Valliers, son of Raymond Valliers, who's also already been convicted of black market maple syrup selling and all that. Also, fun fact, when you have a maple syrup farm, your production, like, area. It's called the Sugar Shack. That's the official name. Sugar Shack.
Really?
Yeah. So all these guys own sugar shacks.
It's not a farm. It's a forest. Don't they get maple syrup from trees?
Yeah, yeah. They don't call them. I keep calling them farmers. They call them producers.
Oh, okay. Out there.
So I'm calling
them farmers. You're not farming anything. Yeah, yeah.
So they typically,
it's like calling a vegetable garden a farm.
Yeah. Your typical maple syrup producer is a farmer who kind of does it on the side, like owns that patch of land still, and then also has a dairy farm like on the other half of their land.
Oh, okay.
But the people who are really upset here are just the dedicated maple syrup producers.
Okay. Yeah.
Farmer, not a farmer.
Yep, yep. So Richard Valliers knows a truck driver named Sebastian Jutros. And eventually these guys get a team of 20 or so people together. And,
really?
There's
a lot of money. Holy shit.
Yeah. So they're taking truckloads a night. They're removing the barrels, taking them off site. Emptying the maple syrup and then filling them up again with water, putting them back in the warehouse. Because this warehouse is only inspected once a year
by
the government.
Wow.
So, problem is, eventually they start getting lazy and stop refilling them with water. They just start siphoning them there at the factory into tanker trucks.
Yeah,
now, in the factory, it's just all these white, 50-gallon drums.
Yeah.
And they stack them six high in these big, stacks and pyramids.
They're white?
Things like that, yeah.
Did you have white in your head?
No.
Yeah, they're white in my head. Beautiful white drums. Perfectly
really?
White. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't have white.
I just saw like a maroon or something.
No, white. It's very clean. The warehouse is very clean.
I saw a dark blue, maybe a black barrel.
That's like crude oil.
I know. I guess somebody talks...
Food grade's always white,
like a barrel.
Yeah, but food grade's always that. Food grade's always white.
Your hooves, you don't think zebra.
Yeah, well, they're white. They're nice, shiny white barrels.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, makes sense.
So, sure. Finally,
snow up there.
Before the inspector comes, they have these series of text messages from burner cell phones that were all signed up to Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and things like that.
Burner cell phones?
Yeah. Do you know that terminology?
No.
So if you're a drug dealer, you go to like a...
Sorry, like I don't know drug dealer terminology.
You go to like a Metro PCS or like you go to Walmart and buy one of their monthly pay-as-you-go phones and you do it under a fake name.
Okay, makes
sense. So at any time, you can throw that cell phone away and it's not connected to you at all.
Right.
Burner cell phone.
Got it.
Okay. If you watch Burn Notice,
I don't.
Or if you ever heard that song... I got two phones.
Yeah.
One for the plug and something else.
Yeah.
Nope.
So they found a series of burner phones that are like, oh, God, an inspector saw the truck. And I never got that information. I think this is after they...
The government found them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is after they started rounding up suspects and things like that. They got a hold of phone records and things that. But basically, finally the inspector comes.
Okay.
He's crawling up these barrels that weigh 600 pounds each.
Mm-hmm.
So you can crawl a stack of barrels.
Oh, he fucking fell.
He gets to the top, puts his hand on the top barrel, and it comes down with him.
Oh, my God.
He lived, but...
How far up was he?
Six of these 50-gallon drums high.
Oh, wow. So okay.
Pretty high. Not terribly high.
So yeah, when filled, how much do they weigh?
600 pounds when filled.
600 pounds, So he's fine. Fine.
Yeah. So first they find a handful of these empty barrels, and they think maybe it's a clerical problem or something went wrong. And they kind of keep it quiet. Over the next few weeks, they find more and more barrels empty. Over the next few months, they finally notice, maple syrup doesn't sweat like water does.
Perspirate, Greg.
Yeah, perspirate. Same thing.
Yeah. Perspire.
Perspire.
The fuck is wrong with you guys? perspirate.
Yeah, I say sweat.
Okay.
I'm sticking with sweat.
Perspirate.
Isn't that a word?
Perspire.
Hold on. Perspiration is a word.
Yeah. You're making up words there, man.
I do it all the time. Is perspirate a word? No, it's not.
So anyways, they see these barrels are sweating and have condensation.
Sweating's no, I think sweating's fine.
Yeah, sweating was fine, yeah, but we'll go with condensation.
Yeah, you're just being picky
fucking assholes.
Yeah. All
right. There's condensation around the barrels.
Yeah, no, and, you need to sweaterate.
Sweaterating.
Aspirate.
I learned that real good in school.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Anyways.
I might work in a rap lyric, but it doesn't work here. Perspirate.
So over the course of almost a year, 10,000 barrels were stolen.
Oh my god! Damn, 10,000 barrels.
10,000 barrels were stolen and led into the black market, sold in the U.S., sold in Europe. So the thing is,
So now we can guess the price.
Yes.
So over 10,000.
10,000 barrels.
Okay. So you're looking at over. Almost $1 billion.
I'd say $1.3 billion.
No, it couldn't have sold that much on the black market.
You're both way too high.
So I'm thinking maybe like $600 million.
I'll say $800 million.
You're both way too high.
Really?
All right.
$30 million.
$30 million for 10,000 barrels worth over $1,000.
Yes. Yes.
My math is off then.
So,
right?
I don't know.
Let's see here. What did I say a barrel's worth? 12,000?
1,200?
1,200 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 1,200 times 10,000 equals, that's 12 million.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking I was thinking 1.2 billion or something like that, because I'm thinking, 100,000 would be that, not 10,000.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, barrel's worth, $2.88 pound. Yeah.
So I thought, okay. So how much was it? 30 million?
30 million Canadian, which is like 30.
Wait a minute. 30. Why would they pay that much extra if it was a black market? Like you said, that's how much it's worth, $1,200. They're basically paying double that. Or maybe they're paying double because it's illegal.
Maybe. You would think it'd be cheaper, though. It'd be cheaper. And my friends.
But you can't really trace back syrup.
Like, true.
You know, where'd you get this syrup
true.
From? There's no serial number on syrup. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So 30 million.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it's 1,000 tons of syrup were stolen, which would be 1,000 times 2,200.
Wait, not 10,000?
It's 1,000 tons.
Tons were tones. Stolen.
Which would be what, 2,200?
So what's 1,000 times 2.2 million pounds of syrup times 288 a pound equals...
Huh, okay.
Yeah, either way, that math doesn't seem to add up. Canadian news reporting, man.
I don't know.
God damn it. Canadian
maybe
news
we're just
reporting.
Too stupid to understand.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I'd probably bet on that one.
None of us learned good.
Exactly.
None of us learned good. So to go back to what I was saying, though, I'm thinking this maple syrup shit runs deep, and there's people getting their feet cut off and lessons learned in Canada, and they're dumping
it all comes back around.
All comes back around.
Yeah.
So
oh shit.
Somebody didn't deliver on their syrup.
Promising a tone of syrup.
Yeah, you come up short, you come up a foot short. Bottom line. That's how that's the calling card of the Canadian cartel.
God damn.
Yeah, CC. C squared up in here.
C squared.
Yeah, Canadian cartel. Coming up foot short.
The maple syrup black market doesn't fuck around.
No way. With all that money?
It's so much money to be had.
Well, yeah, fucking like Federal Reserve of syrup. Like, you're fucking with shit right now.
And it's untraceable.
Yeah.
It really is.
You can't trace maple syrup. You can't track it once they're selling it. Slap a new label on it. And it's...
But okay, so they get the syrup, right? What are they doing with it?
Okay, so this is all.
Yeah.
For the territory of Quebec, as they call it.
Quebec.
No, Quebec.
They call it Quebec.
They call it Quebec.
They do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're Americans.
Say Quebec.
Quebec. So if you're a maple syrup distributor outside of Quebec, you can sell to whoever the fuck you want, however much you want. it is illegal for you to buy it from a distributor in Quebec. So that's the illegal transaction right there. And that's where a man named Etienne St. Pierre came involved. And he's a syrup reseller out of New Brunswick.
Okay.
So him selling any syrup he wants to America or Europe, yeah, that's all legal. The only illegal transaction was Richard Valliere's, mm-hmm, selling him tons of syrup at a time out of Quebec.
Oh, okay.
That's your legal transaction right there.
Got it.
Once Etienne St. Pierre of New Brunswick has his many and many tons of syrup,
yeah,
he can do what he wants with it.
So we're probably having straight up stolen syrup.
You listening right now could have ingested black market maple syrup and not have known it. Because any
Happy New Year.
Any American company or anybody who bought it, they bought it legally without knowing that it was black market syrup.
That's hype.
Pretty crazy shit. So I definitely think there is a maple syrup mafia out there. And I think if you're not delivering your tones, you're losing a foot. Or that two.
SM, bro.
Or two. Because you remember when we did Severed Foot Beach, there was a couple pairs.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, they came back, I got the tone this time.
No, you didn't, motherfucker.
Boom, lost your second foot. Lost your second foot. It was crazy at... Sorry, dogs are in the studio today. If you hear weird noises and tails slapping the microphone stands and whatnot. Yeah, at one point, the farmers or producers...
Farmer on a farmer.
Yeah, they band together because the federation, they send inspectors to your production site to inventory and things like that. And there's this one time when the federation inspector was supposed to come. The farmers brought all their tractors and they all showed up together and they banded together and they you know, puffy chested out and they wouldn't let this guy come onto any of their property. Hmm. The police came and everything. And it's quite a sight to see because these dudes are all, like, chunky dudes in plaid jackets with, like, big old fat mustaches and just totally, like, back hill Canadian
plaid shirt wearing
plaid shirt fat farmer guys standing up against the man. So pretty cool sight to see. There is a documentary on Netflix. It's on a show called Dirty Money.
That's like, a great show.
Yeah, episode 5 is the you can see the maple syrup heist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
So
I saw the one on Donald Trump.
I saw that really comes up next. I got to watch that. Yeah,
really interesting.
It looks really good. So pretty cool. I just thought it'd be fun to laugh at, and I'm pretty sure we solved the severed foot beach case because maple syrup mafia is out there. So
now Greg ends up dead because of this.
Yeah.
You guys know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if their reach makes it to Denver or not, but...
there's no limits to the Canadian cartel.
Yeah, yeah. The Canadian, the maple syrup mafia, well, their ooze reaches everywhere.
Hell yeah, it does.
And let's just say that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ooze reach. I hear the word ooze, I think, of Ghostbusters, too. I had that on the pink ooze.
That pink ooze.
Yeah.
Fucking jams out to music.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
So easy. I loved it. So great.
Oh, did you like the female Ghostbusters?
Oh, the new Ghostbusters? God. Oh, that was so bad. It was like, I couldn't even get through the whole thing, I think.
I can't believe.
I think I turned it off. Like, I wouldn't walk out of a movie, but I definitely turned off that movie.
And I can't believe what's... The actors from Ghostbusters signed up to even do their cameos in that.
Oh, I can. Money, I'm sure.
Oh, true. Money does go along.
Money talks.
That's it, man. I don't care who you are.
Yep. But, that was fucking dumpster fire.
Oh, it was too... it was bad. It was really bad. There was another movie. I forget what movie I saw not too long ago.
Was it Oceans?
God, no. No, okay. I wouldn't watch that. But I was watching something, and I was just like, wow, this is terrible. I don't remember what the movie was, but I just remember saying that, and it's rare that you're just like,
well, yeah, bro, I saw that movie.
Oh, Predator. The new Predator? Yeah. It was god-awful.
That's terrible. Why are
laughable. I mean, one, it doesn't give away the movie, but one just sample is they uttered the words, get to the choppa, and that's when they ran and got on Harleys.
Oh, shit.
No! No,
that level of bad.
Oh, my God. Okay? That's terrible.
It is horrible.
Oh. You know, oh, God.
It's almost like a B-movie. I'm not even kidding. Like, it almost crosses that. Maybe in a bunch, you know, maybe 5 years, 10 years, you're getting high and just watching it and laughing at the absurdity of it.
That's too bad, because remember when we interviewed the comic book guys? Jorge, he was all excited because his homie was playing the Predator, I think. Yeah. That sucks.
Yep. Well, it was terrible. And, I do not recommend that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Uh-huh. I would have been so pissed if I was at the movie
theater. It's bad enough that they think they want to revamp everything.
Yeah, revamp it all. I say go with it.
Because you're going to get some fucking good job at least.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. Because everything's going to be revamped.
If you're going to revamp something that happened in my lifetime, if you're revamping a movie from the 20s that I've probably never seen.
This wasn't a revamp, though. This was like it was just like an addition. It's coming back kind of thing. Yeah. It wasn't like a revamp.
Oh, okay.
It was just like another Predator story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't want it.
I'll take it if they do it really well.
Yeah.
Or they revamp it in some way.
What has been done really well?
The Jungle Book was pretty good.
Of the same.
Yeah.
And not tied in.
Yeah.
Would you say The Jungle Book? I heard that was really good.
I've heard that was really good.
I didn't see it, but I did hear that was good.
I want to check that out. They're making a Hellboy right now.
That looks really
no Ron Perlman.
Yeah,
they have the guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, that is so close.
Who's the director though?
Like, Ron Perlman's still an actor,
right?
Like, how are we remaking something his work?
But they've done it with like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
how many times?
Like, yeah, true.
Yeah, they've done that with countless things. With the comic book characters and everything.
And I've probably bitched every time.
Right, speaking of Spider-Man, that Into the Spider-Verse, fire. That
is
movie is incredible.
Oh, I heard it's good.
I heard it's good.
Yeah, we got it to Black
It Spider-Man. Made one of my comics triple in value. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I've got the Miles Morales, however you say his last name. I've got Morales.
Yeah. So it's a different telling? Like,
I've got his OG
of
comic.
So it just happens to be, it's not Peter Parker.
Well, like, Peter Parker's in it.
He's one of the Spider-Verses.
Right, but this is... Okay, so I guess that's part of the story, is that it exists in different universes. Well,
the thing is, it all revolves around Peter Parker. Like,
got it.
Every Spider-Verse like pretty much revolves around him.
Oh, okay.
So like,
and this was a comic, you said?
That's a little movie they made, the Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse.
It made one of my comics triple in value.
Okay, what I was thinking was like a bunch of executives in Hollywood are like, all right, guys. We got Spider-Man.
Yeah.
We love Spider-Man, but let's get a girl Spider-Man. Let's get a black Spider-Man.
Oh.
Let's get an animal Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like what they did with Gremlins 2 or whatever. And they're like, let's get one of each to appease everybody. We can't do another Peter Parker. We can't just do a white Spider-Man anymore, guys. We got it. And you know what? Let's do one where it's everybody. You know, like all Spider-Man. Yeah. That's what I got from it, but I heard it was really good. I'm not putting it down.
Yeah, no.
But I feel like that's what I got from it. And I also taste that dog's fart right now. I like taste it.
Oh yeah, you got Carmen's.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Really,
yeah,
nice.
That's a real bad
really
one.
Glad in me.
Yeah. So the black Spider-Man or African American Spider-Man or
I prefer black.
Okay. You know, I have his first appearance in a comic called Ultimate Fallout 4, so it tripled in value since that came out.
Oh, it's pretty dope. So it's like, what, $3?
It's worth $90 right now.
Nice. Yeah, all right. Okay, good.
I bought it for $30.
So. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
But no, the movie's good. Like, you know, I was worried about like it being really cheesy and corny.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because you can definitely tell it's kind of a kid's movie.
Yeah.
But, like, it's also kind of not. Like, it's Spider-Man. Like, it's just a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, it's all what you, like, adults enjoy Toy Story.
Well, 100%, but it's just like a Spider-Man movie that's just animated.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So to change the subject.
So it just happens to be animated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sometimes people dismiss that as, like, oh, it's childish, but, like, South Park
is animated. Yeah, no, it was a really good movie. And I was like, oh, shit, this is really nice. Exciting.
Yeah, yeah, I heard DC puts out, like, serious animated Batman films and stuff like that. Yeah.
They even curse them.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like the Killing Joke?
Yeah, Killing Joke, yeah.
That was
a controversial one.
Why?
People just were like, they weren't, I think, Batwoman gets raped in her or some shit?
I didn't. Joker? Oh, well, in the actual comic book is when the commissioner's daughter gets shot by the Joker and paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard the movie just sucked compared to the comic.
There was something about...
How do you...
A comic book is basically a storyboard.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you see a storyboard for a feature film, it's a comic book. There's panels. Like, how do you mess that up? Yeah, especially in animation. It's one thing if, like, Watchmen was live action. So, okay, they kind of messed it up, even though I didn't mind it.
I just watched the movie again the other day.
But they're basically giving you a blueprint. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right there. You should get shot.
Okay, so what's the controversy?
So there was something with it, like, there was, like, a lot of, like, nudity or, like, a sex scene or some shit, like, that people, like, weren't expecting.
In the movie?
There's always going to be people upset, I guess, or claim. Yeah. Again, it's we go back to, and we talked about this in a podcast, where you hear that people are upset, but you know of anybody that's really upset? And they were
back to the Nike burning shit.
Yeah, and they were saying something again that, like, what's her name? That new, I think she's a, I don't know, I forget what her name is, and I think she's some political figure.
Alexandria Ocasio.
I don't have her. Is that what her full name is?
Yeah,
but there's a video of her, like, dancing back in college that was released. She was, like, dancing or something like that, and people said there was outrage. I've never.
This is the first time.
I'm a bad barometer of that stuff because I don't really have a lot of friends that I talk to. I have a limited amount of people I talk to. But so what I see online is that there's outrage of it. Oh, I'm not sure why. So
she's part of the GOP, and there's just some dance she did on a video.
No, she's not the GOP.
She's trolling. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's her, and she was dancing back in college, and they said, like, some people were, like, saying something about her, but I'm like, is there really, or is it just, like, one or, like, a few handful of people, and the news just runs with
that? Oh, yeah.
Well, they do, bro. Like, did you hear about the whole Kevin Hart controversy?
No.
Oh, yeah, he was slated to host the Academy Awards, and somebody brought up some stuff he said, like, in 09.
09, bro. Like,
fucking 09, like, who gives a fuck, man?
He made some, like,
the hell's wrong with
homophobic jokes and, like, remarks on Twitter, and, like, it's blown up.
The comic was joking around.
Yeah, because we were allowed to in 09.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that actually, this is bringing up the question I've been waiting to ask, too. So, 2018, we're no longer allowed to assume genders.
So.
You trained
me. Oh, yeah, I trained you, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So what do you think 2019 is bringing? Like, what are they going to take away from us? What are we going to be not allowed to talk about or assume about somebody? What's the next?
What do we hear is on the come up?
What's the next hot button? What's the next trigger?
Yeah, what's the next trigger?
What's the next thing that's going to trigger?
It's ma'am. No. Remember, did you see that one where the guy was in the game? The girl was in GameStop.
I've seen jokes. I don't know the origin of it yet. Oh, my God.
And she flips out. And the guy's like, listen, man. She's like, hey, bro. Like, It's ma'am. Like, story. Oh, my God. I was dying laughing. It's so funny. But what's the new one coming out? Dude, I don't know. There's going to be – I'm sure it's going to happen, like, next week, too. Somebody's gonna be upset or offended by something. Shut up.
Like, you can't tell me I have dark brown hair anymore.
Yeah.
No. I recognize myself as a natural blonde.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is that I don't relate to it at all, but I can actually understand a little bit is that woman who claims that she says she's black. She's not. She's white. But she's like, I identify as black. I can almost, like, Eminem said that, I'd be like, okay, yeah, totally. Like, if you grow up around, like, a certain culture, you could say, that's how I identify.
Yeah.
I can buy that more than I can just some guy who's like, depending on what time of day, it will depend on my gender a lot of times.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's, like, and I know it's a big controversial thing, but that's clearly, to me, a mental illness.
Yeah.
If you're switching back and forth, it's like if somebody's switching between personalities.
Yeah, multiple.
You would be like, you have an illness. Like, it's not your fault. You're just ill. Let's work on getting you better. But if somebody grew up in a culture and they say, I identify that, like, they still slam her. And again, I don't know her personally. I don't know what the thing is, but I can relate. I could say sensibly, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, see, that's why I feel like everyone should be able to say the word nigga, because it's great.
No, I wouldn't say that because its history is rooted in, like,
hate
speech. I think that's why. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's just like,
but I do agree
because it's close.
I do agree as long as you're white and you have a black friend who approves, you're allowed to say nigga, right, Josh?
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
there you go.
That nigga right there for me, just like this one, 100%
right.
Approved.
Yeah. Oh, but right, go to Brooklyn.
Now say
Bed-Stuy,
like back in Las Vegas,
and be like, no, I got some guy in Colorado. Yeah.
Back in Las Vegas, I was allowed to say what I wanted
because
I knew some people. Yeah. Now when I moved. It starts over.
Yeah.
You got to re-earn your pass wherever you go. So I didn't have one in Colorado for a while.
Your pass with
then I met Josh
with whoever you because it's whoever you're with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like if you have a friend that's a girl and she's like, you know, you go back and forth, yeah, bitch, whatever. And then you start dating some girl, and you're like, yeah, bitch, like, that's going to be different. What are you talking about? I had a friend, dude. I said bitch.
Hey, a bitch.
Yeah. Hey, a bitch.
Yeah. Like, it's not going to go over too well. But that's just because it's rooted in
hate. Go meet my girlfriend's father. So, what's up, nigga?
Exactly. But as far as, I don't know, but people get offended or whatever.
I just think it's dumb, bro.
I agree.
Well, like, so back on the Kevin Hart thing, like, so I watched this CNN interview or, like, video on YouTube of fucking Don Lemon. Did you guys know he's gay?
I don't know who that is.
Don Lemon?
Don Lemon's gay.
Really?
Who's Don Lemon?
Yeah. Don Lemon's a CNN reporter. The token black reporter of CNN.
Okay.
And,
No, I didn't even, but that's one of those things, like, I didn't even think about.
Well, no, see, it blew my mind. Like, watching this interview, I was, like, pissed off. I was just irritated the whole time, because he's talking about this Kevin Hart thing, about how, like, Kevin Hart never actually said, I'm sorry, and blah, 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 and, like, fucking just spreading that shit so thin just to prove a point.
Number one, he did say he was sorry, finally, on Instagram. Number two, he shouldn't have had to.
Yeah.
He
never should have had to.
That
Joe Rogan skit. Like, he's a fucking stand-up comic saying fucking stand-up comic things.
It doesn't even matter. Yeah. He's a human being that's not you, just because you don't agree with what he says.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Move the fuck on. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I agree.
Like, move the fuck on.
Yeah. Well, the same thing happened to fucking, what's his name? The guy who directed Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he got fired from his job because of tweets he made 10 years ago.
That's absurd.
But, no, it was just, it pisses me off because, like, the next thing's probably going to be, like, you know, black people can't make black jokes anymore. Like, it's going to get to that point where it's like, oh.
Ooh, Josh just called 2019, I think.
Ooh, no, that'll never happen. No way, that'll never happen.
No, I'm telling you, bro, because he literally Don Lemon went to the point of being like, I hate this, like, flip-floppy shit. Like, Don Lemon's a guy that will, like, you know, be quick to attack white people for almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was talking about the statistic about, like, transgender black people that are homeless, that are, like, youth, 46% of them are black. And it's just like, he was just making these, like, facts to, like, you know, really prove a point. And it was, like, taking the side of, like, white people don't treat their gay kids like this. But I'm like, okay.
The fuck? Are you kidding?
Dude, no.
You been down south?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that, oh, he just made me so fucking mad. I was just like, because it was funny.
Again,
he was like,
just because he's on CNN doesn't mean he knows what he's fucking talking about.
No, I agree. But I'm just like, that's what people see. And
I know.
People,
oh, yeah, exactly.
Don't fucking filter ridiculous. Shit.
Yeah.
That's absurd. I still, when it comes to 2019, I don't know. I haven't heard any rumblings about.
Well, shit, bro. We're only 7 days in, so.
But you would still hear some rumblings. Somebody did point out, it was funny on this free speech stuff. He said, what is that? What is LGBTQ? Right?
Yeah.
Infinity, whatever.
The B stands for that there's two races or two genders.
What?
Because somebody's bi, so they're like men and women.
No, I think it's bisexual. Well,
Like that you like both.
Oh yeah, but
yeah, but like, that in and of itself defines two genders. Like, it was like, oops. So I'm sure there'll be some kind of some more outrage over stuff like that. But I don't know what you won't be able to make fun of, or if people.
I don't fucking know.
But again,
I promise you one thing: we'll find it and we'll make fun of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But again, I don't know what. Who these people are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't really hear it.
I don't know if it's I do a good job of avoiding it, or is it as scarce as we're thinking
it might
be.
Bro, to be honest, because I know, like, there's a handful of people, women, sorry, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Women that I know that are, like, the feminazi, like extreme, like they get pissed off at like almost anything.
Well, like you,
yeah,
Steve, you knew the girl who went on Facebook and during Christmas time and ranted about the store in Colorado that only had that had too small of a Jewish,
too small of a Hanukkah section, section in the grocery store and
in,
like
in Catholic heavy,
in a total rant, and it's like. You do realize it's not something that's like they're like we hate the Jews.
Yeah.
It's what's 99% of the population here, because that's what we're going to stock our shelves with, so we can have more profit. It's a numbers game.
It's business, bro. It's literally
fucking business. Like, why are you getting so upset? There are stores that cater to that.
Yeah,
you know,
go to that store. Like,
yeah, I'm not going to go into King Supers or some grocery store and get pissed that they're not selling fucking tires. Like, that's not what they sell,
because
they know people won't go to a grocery store for fucking tires.
Yeah.
You go to a different store, a specialty store, if it's a niche.
Yeah.
And that is a niche when you're talking about a place that's 99%
Gentile. I'm sure the store in New York City, plenty of Hanukkah stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially like in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, or certain areas where it's Hasidic Jews everywhere.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're not going to have a lot of Kwanzaa stuff there. You're going to have more. You look at your market, know your customers, and then go from there.
Yeah. Well, it's like the same thing. Like
outrage culture, man. Yeah. It's bullshit.
I know what areas I should go to if I want to like find soul food or if I want to find authentic Mexican food. Like even just in Colorado, like I know areas like That's the demographic there.
Yeah.
There's more population of those people.
Oh, so you wouldn't go to Chinatown in New York City and open up an Italian restaurant?
Fuck no.
And then bitch at everybody for not coming there?
Yeah, exactly.
This area town's racist.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. But again, it's outrage culture that I just think is absurd. And I think everybody thinks it's absurd. That's a big reason why Trump got elected.
Yep.
Because it was basically outrage culture versus him.
Yeah,
when it came to a lot of issues and stuff.
Yeah,
and so people who are fed up with the outrage culture are like, "Fuck you guys."
Yeah, well, because like the thing with Trump is like you know exactly what you're getting when you look at him.
Yeah,
you see him,
fortunately,
and you're like, he's not the most brilliant speaker. So whenever the fuck what he's saying is like, you can take that for a fucking fact of what he just said. Whereas like I feel like a smooth talker.
No, you can take it for a fact that he believes
what he
just said.
Well, yeah.
Not for fact, but that he believes it. It's a big difference.
I saw somebody he's making flip flops with the controversial statements or contradictory statements that Trump has said.
Oh yeah.
Like I can't stand the Electoral College, and the other one says, "Thank God for the Electoral College."
Oh yeah, yeah. Nice. Flip-flops, nice. I like it. Yeah, it's such bullshit. So much of it. So, but again, you can't even pay attention to it and get frustrated too much. But again, I think the media hypes it up because it's stories that people look at.
Absolutely.
But the general population, I don't think really gives a fuck.
Too busy to care.
Yeah. I think if you just grab normal people off the street, sit them down, and then ask them like quote unquote outrage questions, which would be an interesting thing to do. Like, go to downtown Denver. And just pull people off the street and just say, hey, what do you think about this issue or something like this? Does this offend you? I guarantee most people would be like, yeah, I really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, it would first of all, it depend on the area.
Yeah.
But I think as a whole, as an average, I think most of the people wouldn't get outraged at what the media says is outraging people.
I agree. I mean, like you said, it kind of 100% depends on location.
Fuck yeah. You go to a college campus
Boulder. Campus. Oh, God.
God.
You got triggered people walking all around.
Gosh, dude. The whole place is one big trigger.
I'm triggered.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, you go there versus I don't even know a bad part of Denver. I think that's almost like a dicey part of Denver. Is there any?
I feel like the most recent one that's actually kind of now being gentrified is Five Points.
Five Points, but yeah, it's
being okay. So maybe you go there, you might get a little bit different issue. You gotta be like, hey, can I talk to you for a second, guys? Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, my friend, he grew up in that area, and so he made a joke. He was like, your area is getting gentrified when you see white people jogging.
Oh yeah, that's a good indicator.
Yeah, because
they're going out without any defenses.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they're really letting their guard down.
Yeah, coffee shops and white people jogging. That's
and breweries. There you go.
It's when your neighborhood's going uphill fast.
Yeah, people complain about that. The gentrification. Yeah, okay. Tell it to your home price. If you own a home, that you paid
$75,000 for in some slum, and all of a sudden it starts to get gentrified.
Yeah,
and you can sell it for $350,000.
Well, they're mad because they're all renters.
Yeah. Ooh.
The people mad are the renters who are getting kicked out of their cheap rent home because somebody's gentrifying.
Yeah, which them. I understand. Yeah. I do understand that part of it, but there's also a lot of good.
Oh, yeah.
Less crime? I'm sorry, that sucks.
And honestly, I appreciate seeing...
Nicer storefronts? Oh, it's terrible.
Because, like, I like these old houses. Like, mm-hmm. I like old brick-style houses, and it sucks that, like...
Well, but, know, they, nice but they don't... They don't bulldoze them all.
Yeah. No, I was saying it would. No, that's what I'm saying. It's nice that they're refurbishing them,
exactly,
like, making them livable communities.
Yeah, guess what? You know, if do something positive. You know, change like that costs money.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it may not be perfect. Yeah. Some shit, yeah, is kind of shitty. I'm not saying it's perfect, but yeah, the people who are renting that are getting kicked out, I get it. But that's sorry. That's how it is.
Yeah. But you know, life goes on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's about it for today, guys.
All right, cool. Any other current events? What about the? Are we excited about the possibility of Kanye on Joe Rogan podcast?
Oh fuck yes, dude! I saw that.
Yeah. I figured I wanted to bring that up.
Really, I saw that tweet and I was like,
"Yeah, thank God, that's a must. That's a must."
I'm not positive it's going to happen.
That's
I could see him flaking out.
Gosh,
no, I see Joe Rogan flaking out.
No,
absolutely not.
That's his job, bro.
Yeah, that's everything. Like, not everything.
That's his money maker.
But no, that's what he loves doing the most, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that.
But I feel like if you asked Joe Rogan to bring on Alex Jones again right now, I don't think he would.
Yeah, I think he would.
I don't think so.
I don't see him, like, really shying away from somebody unless he sees it as a waste of time.
Well, I just think it's because, like, Alex Jones has such a bad rap that it could affect his channel. In a bad way.
No, absolutely not.
It would take a lot to affect.
No, I just, but I mean, like, the whole, like, that whole crowd that got Alex Jones kicked off of the fucking internet.
But it's, he doesn't subscribe to anybody.
Yeah.
He doesn't answer to anybody.
No.
That's the beauty of podcasts.
Yeah. No, but he answers to, like, YouTube and shit like that.
Yeah, but
he answers to all the same people we are not answering to.
Like, that's the beauty about podcasts and everything. Yeah. Like, he can just do whatever the hell he wants, and that's the beauty of it. That's why he likes doing it, and why other people like
doing it. I could literally blurt out every hateful, racist, terrible thing in the world right now, and nothing would stopping me from the fact that I'm not going to do it because I'm a decent person.
Like Alex Jones, I think he could still put stuff out.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. He has his ways that he's like made a new.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's going to cut the internet off from him.
Yeah.
Like, as long as he has the internet and a computer, you can still put out content.
Yeah.
Now, whether he gets paid as much or different things like that, that's totally different. But no, I don't think he would shy away because there's people who wouldn't listen or be upset.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I only think he would, like him or any of these people who do these podcasts, would only shy away if, in his podcast in general, if they just think it's a waste of time.
Yeah, well, then in that case, I don't think the only way I think Kanye doesn't go on Joe Rogan's podcast is if Joe Rogan's trying to set some type of stipulations for where he can go into conversation.
Which he wouldn't do. Have you ever listened to his podcast?
No, all the time.
Yeah, so there's
no way. That's what I'm saying. Like,
if out of those two, I see
Kanye flaking would be the
flaking.
Only.
I mean, he flaked on his fucking tour.
Yeah, but that was different.
Says him. I don't know.
But no, I think. I mean, like, it's all dependent on him, but, like, I mean,
yeah,
the whole him entering into a mental hospital and then him being paranoid.
Did that happen? I don't know.
No,
I don't
keep up with the news. That when he, in Sacramento, when he left, he checked into a mental hospital that night. Like, that's immediately where he went. That's why he canceled his tour.
I guess.
So, on top of that, the only other thing I could see is, like, his rant was talking about, like, people are going to come for me. They're trying to kill me. Like, so.
I think everything Kanye does is pre-planned in a show.
You think so?
And that's also why I think...
I don't know. That's why it's going to be interesting, because I do want to hear... I'm interested to hear what this fucking maniac has to say.
I think everything he does is premeditated.
No, I think that's a... I don't know.
I wouldn't give enough credit.
I don't think to the T, maybe, but...
I think a lot of it.
Yeah.
That you don't think so?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he
goes in with a general idea of what he's going
to... Yeah, to a decent amount.
What wrenches he's throwing and what
gears. But I still think, like...
Yeah.
Some people just were not wired correctly, and that's it. So I want to hear, like, his rant, because you heard it with Trump.
Yeah.
You heard what he was, like, shit he was going off with. First of all, how he got a meeting with Trump is, like, insane. And then he just started rambling and talking about a plane that he designed. Didn't he call it, like, an iPlane or something?
Yeah, he was saying Apple should make a plane for Air Force One.
And it's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
it just boils down to the whole quote that he had where he says, you know, if our president looks bad, we look bad.
Okay, whatever. You have one chance to sit down with the president. I know you can hate Trump all we want, whatever. But if you are sitting down with a sitting president, mm-hmm. okay, what are you choosing to talk about? A fucking Apple making an airplane? What is this maniac talking about?
That was one thing.
Right, but he started going off on rants on all this other stuff. Like, and I remember just listening to it. Like, what is... Like, he has the opportunity to sit down and get an audience granted with, a sitting president. Like, yeah. What are you going to bring up? Well, how to make the world better and, stuff like that. Why not do that? He tried
to get Colin Kaepernick in there with them to talk about that whole aspect of, like, you know, opening dialogue between this whole, like, race war shit that's going on.
He should have sat down with Colin.
Here's the thing. See, he tried to. But Colin Kaepernick apparently has a team around him. This was all from Ebro, from Hot 97. And apparently Ebro is very close connected with Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, he's a radio host.
Oh, it's a person. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So Ebro. It's like a show, Ebro in the Morning. So he apparently and a group of other people are very closely affiliated with Colin Kaepernick. And he's like, there's a collective we around Colin. So it's like, this is one thing
I hate. The fuck does that mean?
So it means that people are influencing Colin Kaepernick to, like, move a certain way and talk about certain things, in my opinion.
Yeah, I could see that. Now that he's become a public figure in that sense,
yeah.
They probably feel that, and there's a lot of people feel like, okay, you have a platform now.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to listen to you on some issues, mm-hmm. and I actually really respect Colin Kaepernick, especially for what he did and things like that.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Interesting. Talk for another time.
And, so I actually respect the guy a lot, and I think it over time in history – I think we'll look back on him favorably. I think so down the road, but yeah, that could be a conversation for another time. But anyway, so now that people do look at him and is maybe having a platform, mm-hmm. yeah, they're gonna get a team around him, just like anybody. Well, yeah.
But so I'm just saying, it's just like, but the whole conversation went like, Ebro was like, no. Because Kanye called Ebro because Ebro is close with him, and he's like, "I'm trying to get."
This is ridiculous.
I know. He's like, "I'm trying to get Colin to."
Was his name like E? And people are just like, "Yo, Ebro."
No, I think his name is actually Ebro.
Ebro, like, that's his birth name?
Maybe. That's, I don't fucking know. Kind of ridiculous. Either way, okay. The point is, he calls Ebro. He's like, "I'm trying to talk to. Can you put me in touch with Colin?"
For some reason, I assumed it was an acronym for something.
Yeah, I thought it was like.
Can
you put me in contact with Colin Kaepernick? I want him to come with me to the White House and talk with Donald Trump and open up dialogue. Ebro. The one person that could have let this happen, which would have been substantial, like, no matter what the result was, it could have just showed we can have dialogue, says, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Not Colin, we are not doing that.
Hmm.
And so... Kanye was going in there to try to, like, open up dialogue about those issues. So
yeah, but then he started talking about stuff like, yo, there's a reason why we don't have the 13th floor.
Yeah.
Like, what? Dude, shut up. Like, you clearly have something wrong. How is anybody letting this motherfucker out of the house?
I think he's talking about synchronicities and, like...
Dude, it's ridiculous. I get it, He went off on rants, okay. And there's something wrong with him. That's why I want to hear the podcast, because I want to hear... it's like a train wreck. Okay. Like, I loved watching that thing, because I'm like, oh my God, this guy's nuts.
Him with Joe Rogan is going to be a must-watch here.
Can we do, like, a review of that podcast?
I'm down.
I'm fucking
down. Yeah, let's do it. Let's absolutely do that. All right, cool.
All right, everybody. Steve's got a championship game to watch, and I have nothing to do.
I've got to go buy groceries.
Josh has to go buy groceries, so... once again, I just do want to give a shout out, cause he's doing the same for us, to the All D20 podcast. It's kind of fun to listen to. You get a good story. It's really just kind of like listening along with a really fun story, and you kind of hear the people playing and stuff like that. So, again, shout out to Joe Musso and all of his cast of, player characters. You guys are doing a great job. I listen every week. They release on Wednesdays just like us. So, if you're going to listen to one other show on Wednesdays, that's a pretty good one. Other than that, guys, follow us on Instagram at SP Weird Worlds. You can follow Josh at Josh Hart Co. on Instagram and Twitter. And you can follow me at Greg's Weird World at Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Tonight, I think we're going to go out with a my favorite song of Josh's called Dances in the Sun.
Hell yeah.
And again, if you haven't checked out Josh in general, he is under Josh Hart Co., all one word, on Spotify. Other than that, guys, I'm going to need you to do one more thing. Go ahead and keep it weird!
100, how fast can I go? Everyone else either grimy or scheming, but I notice you because you got a glow. Yeah, never felt this bad. Wish you sweet once you break it like a Kit Kat. Break it, back with the riffraff, feeling unworthy. I can't be hurt, dad. These bad first impressions don't teach me no lessons. I'm back in the chair at the studio, second chair. Seeing the vision, I'm known for direction. You might be a track in my fucking collection.
I can't wait to get on this flow, baby. Oh, right now, get lost in you. All I wanna do is spend a night with you, vibe with you,
dance.
Surface of the sun, can we dance? Take a hand. You're my favorite drug. Feelings I never felt before. Standing in the sunshine made me old. I'm not that cold, I'm not that full. I will not fold. I take a hold of you. Up in the room, we need to get outside. Girl, your thighs went on my mind. 93 degrees, give me all your shine. Beautiful, gorgeous, yeah, yeah. Dancing the soulless, yeah, yeah. She hot and don't notice, yeah. Sun in my eyes, hard to focus.
Girl, I know you're tired of dances in the sun, and I know you're tired of feeling that you found a one home. Right here, right now, I think we have something to prove.